You are listening to The Morning Show. I'm Breida Brown. And if you were up early this morning, you might have seen the total eclipse of the moon. This is where the moon enters the Earth's shadow and appears a lovely reddish colour. Now, David Moore from Astronomy Ireland. David, you were definitely up early this morning to see this. How did it go?
It went fantastic. We had lovely clear skies for most of the eclipse, which is a rarity in itself. It was absolutely stunning. I stood in awe there, gobsmacked, looking at the moon. The full moon had been blazing high up in the sky all night, being completely obliterated by the Earth's shadow over about 75 minutes or so. I couldn't believe my luck to actually see something like this from Ireland. One of the most amazing sights I've ever seen. I was literally over the moon.
And it's a blood moon. Why a blood moon? Why is it called that?
Well, yeah, if you see some of the photographs I took, which will be going into the next issue of Astronomy Ireland magazine, you'll see the blood red colour. That's the Earth's shadow. It's full of all this light from all the Earth's sunsets and sunrises. So they filter into the Earth's shadow. So if you're sitting on the moon, and there was actually a spacecraft photographing this eclipse from the moon, just landed there a few days ago, and it will see this red halo around the Earth, and that faint light lights up the dark side of them, the side that's in shadow. And ancient peoples, you know, saw red and thought of blood. It must be a bad omen, because they didn't know it's simply the moon going around the Earth and going into the Earth's shadow. They thought it was to do with the gods, and something really ominous was about to happen. So it got this name Blood Moon as a result. In fact, we didn't really get to see the Blood Moon at its very best this time, because the moon was setting just as the total eclipse happened. I only saw 3 minutes of the totality. But when more than half the moon was covered, you could begin to see the dark side was glowing very faintly. And on photographs, it comes out that lovely red colour even before the eclipse has become total.
And David, if we missed it this morning, we have to wait another 4 years.
Yeah, there will be a deep partial eclipse, not quite the same, next August. But the next total eclipse of the moon visible from Ireland is New Year's Eve in 2028. And don't worry, it's on early in the afternoon, the evening, just after the sun sets. So it'll be well over in time for everybody to go off and party that night.
David Moore from Astronomy Ireland, thank you.
Oh, there's also, by the way, another partial eclipse of the sun coming up this month in exactly two weeks' time from tomorrow. We're running a big eclipse watch. Just go to astronomy.ie. You'll see details of that. You can get the magazine, and hopefully you'll see all these great pictures.
Brilliant.
Enjoy the second eclipse of the same month.
Look forward to it. David, thank you.